The agency in November released its draft Tongass Land and Resource Management Plan, which spells out where logging and other development is allowed on the forest. The plan reflects a unanimous recommendation by a 15-person Tongass Advisory Committee on transitioning to a harvest of younger, second-growth trees on areas that have already been logged. Only two people testified at a subsistence hearing on that plan in Petersburg. Joe Sebastian directed his comments toward that committee, or TAC.
What does a timber lopsided TAC know about salmon production on the Tongass? What does a TAC know about subsistence use patterns and needs in the Tongass? What does a TAC know about wildlife interactions and seasonal changes of forest dependency on these creatures? This sham panel of self-interested forest exploiters on the tack is a new low for the U.S. Forest Service.
The agency is required to hold hearings on the forest plan's impacts on subsistence resources under the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. That law provides for, quote, the continuation of the opportunity for subsistence uses by rural residents of Alaska, including both natives and non-natives, on the public lands. It also gives priority to subsistence uses on public lands in the state. Sebastian thought the 16-year transition took too long to get away from harvesting old-growth trees. He brought up the example of the Tonka timber sale, which meant logging of old-growth trees on nearby Kuprinoff Island, southwest of Petersburg.
That's going to hurt this area for a long, long time to come. Not just 1 year, not just 10 years. Probably the next 100 years, and already we're having significant restrictions of deer with a 2 week hunting season on the Lindenberg Peninsula, a 2 week hunting season on Mitkoff Island, and many people travel all the way to Admiralty Island to try to get a few deer for the winter time.
The preferred alternative in the plan would see a harvest of up to 46 million board feet annually across the forest. In the first decade, the bulk of that, 37 million, would be continued harvest of old-growth trees. The old-growth portion of the harvest would eventually drop to just 5 million board feet by the 16th year of the plan. And to compare, harvests of old growth on the Tongass over the past decade have averaged 36 million board feet a year. Karen McCullough, another person testifying, was concerned with the level of logging proposed in the plan.
One of my biggest concerns is the allowable cuttage of board feet, that market demand drives that. I would like to see the driver for that, the habitat for fish and game on the land, and I would also like to see an acknowledgement for the habitat of our huge southeast estuarine area that the forest itself is part of.
McCullough said she also wanted to see larger buffers around fish streams. Public comment on the plan is open through February 22nd. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.